of the field?
Well, you know, we've been really down defensively the last 2 years. Basically, we were trying to outscore people, and that wasn't going very well. And honestly, my background is a little more defensive-minded, I'm pretty much with most coaches across America and believe that defense, you know, wins championships, defense wins games. And so we have definitely put a focus, a priority on defense the past 2 weeks, and we believe that's paying off. But honestly, we'll know more, you know, as we finish up these, as we start these ball games, we'll know more.
About how many kids do you have out for football this year?
We're right around 25. It kind of fluctuates, kind of back and forth day to day, but basically 25 to a max of about 27.
All right, and I'm sure they'll be excited to get a win under their belts if you can get one early in the season. It's been a little while since Barnesdale's been able to get one in the win column, huh?
Yes, sir. We've only won two games the last 2 years, so certainly everybody would be excited to get a season started off right.
Yes.
Well, I think our kids are pretty hungry for one on the win side of the ledger. So,
all right. We'll hope that happens for you early in the season, that they can get a win. And speaking as a Barnesdale graduate, I grew up in Barnesdale and graduated there in 1977, so I'm always pulling for the Panthers to do good. And Mark Gillespie, first-year head coach with the Barnesdale Panthers, we certainly wish you great success and hope that you have a fantastic year, Coach.
All right. Appreciate your coverage of our area sports team.
This is Scott Ducharme, President of Performance Operating Company of Barnesdale, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raise their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
For Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, contact Shelter Insurance agent Ben Rainey.
And the eggs have been scrambled and the bacon cooked, the coffee poured, and we are having breakfast talking with coaches this morning from Wheezy's in downtown Bartlesville. And now to our sports crew, David, Adam, and the coaches. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Charlie, and thank you very much. As yes, we are live in downtown Bartlesville at Wheezy's, and we do have some coaches joining us here this morning. We first of all want to say thanks to Mark Gillespie, the new head coach at Barnesdale, for joining us by tape earlier just a few minutes ago. Good to hear from Coach Gillespie. He's one of several new coaches in the area. I know we have Matt Hagebush over in Nowata. We have Coach Gillespie in Barnesdale. We have Coach Gilkey in Pawhuska, all new head coaches with their programs this year. So be interesting to see what they have going on. We have Coach Askew in Gopan also as a new coach. So be interesting to see what's going on in high school football this year. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper hosting your coaches' breakfast this year. We have Mike Tuba joining us from the Examiner Enterprise as well. How are you doing today, Adam?
Well, good morning, David. Doing very well. I know football's in the air. Can you believe it? 6 days from now.
I know. Kicking off the season next Friday night. A lot of scrimmages were held last night. I know that the Bruins, I was down at the Union's Tuttle Stadium in Tulsa watching that scrimmage. Of course, they have several teams that show up there. The Bruins, of course, Tulsa Union, four-time defending state champion in 6A. You've got Bentonville, Arkansas. Broken Arrow was there. Norman North was there. Sophomore. A lot of good teams were down at that scrimmage. And the Owosso Rams are looking pretty good for this this year as well with Coach Patterson. So they're ready to get their season going, and this next week they'll kick off as well. But a big scrimmage last night, and I know scrimmages around the area. You happened to be at the – you watched the No-One scrimmage some last night, right?
Yes, I did. I watched the No-One Ironman scrimmage against Liberty. Looked very good last night against Liberty. And, of course, a couple weeks ago, or actually last week, watched the Dewey scrimmage as they scrimmage Adair and Ketchum. And we'll certainly talk with Coach Revarn and Coach Hagabush about their upcoming years. But, yeah, I really think both those area teams look pretty good. So get the season going.
Very good. We have Nathan England also with us. He's joining us from Wesleyan Christian High School to talk about his program this year. And, of course, Nathan looking for big things out there. I know that we'll have Lance Williams from Oklahoma Union that will join us, Chris Davis from up in Caney, Kansas, Anthony Fogle at Caney Valley, Oklahoma. So several coaches to hear from today. Find out what they're expecting from their program. So let's just jump right into it. What do you say, Coach Revard? It's always good enough to join us from Dewey and the head coach of the Dewey Bulldoggers. And we say good morning to Coach Revard and ask you how you doing this morning, Coach.
I'm doing good. All right. Doing great. Great good. To be here.
All right.
Nice of Wheezy's to host this and KWON to host this for the area coaches. It's a good deal.
All right.
You kind of made me feel bad when you started announcing all them new coaches. Just old Coach Revard. He's been there for 10 years now.
Ten years
being the head coach and 14 years at Dewey, so long time it seems like, you know. Told my wife the other day, though, in 19 years I get to retire. I only get 19 more first days of school and I'm done.
All right, there you go. Right.
I guess I'm going to start calling you the veteran coach.
Well, I think so for a while, I guess.
Well, Coach Revard and Dewey now, and what do you expect this year from your Bulldoggers? I think that you have been impressed so far in your scrimmages, haven't you?
Yeah, so far we've played pretty well. We've had a few mistakes, which is expected in a scrimmage. We blew a coverage against Adair, which, you know, we don't ever want to do that. We've had a couple turnovers that we need to take care of the football and stress that a little more. But overall, you know, we've done real well. I'm very proud of our kids.
Last night, as we mentioned, scrimmage at Kellyville. Yeah, you had a couple of fumbles in the previous scrimmages. Were that better last night?
Yeah, we were a lot better last night. Things went well last night. I was really proud of our kids.
And I know this year you got a lot of skilled people coming back. And the one skilled position that is new, I guess you want to call it new, Chase Carver, your new quarterback this year.
Yeah, we got a new quarterback this year. Lost Trey Sloan, graduated, and now we got Chase Carver, which, you know, he's been patiently waiting his turn, and he's a junior now. And, you know, Chase is very athletic and throws the ball real well, definitely uses his feet real well and run the ball. So, you know, I'm excited about him.
Your rushing attack last year was probably one of your successful times last year. Vince Moles leading the attack, under 1,000 yards rushing last year.
Right.
Seems to me he looks fresh, ready to go.
Yeah, he does. Vince has done real well in our two scrimmages. I gave him the ball four times last night for 120 yards, so he had a good night last night. So, yeah, it is. But he's doing real well, and he's worked real hard in the off season to get bigger, faster, and stronger. And so I'm really excited about Vince. Also, we got Kobe Hinkle, our fullback, which, you know, he has done very good in the off season, building his strength, also cut a few pounds, and he's doing real well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kobe Hinkle, I noticed him last week against Adair and Ketchum. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger.
Right.
I call him the Rumble Stumble Man.
Yeah, he does it. I don't think he's going to outrun anybody, for a 50-yard touchdown, but he's darn sure going to get that 10, 15 yards that you need.
He reminds me of Mike Allstar of Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. He does. But, we also got Trent Keene back that plays our wing, and he's running the ball real well. And, you know, we got several other kids that, you know, we're not afraid to put on the football field at any time.
Your receivers this year, C.J. Kubal back in form.
Right, yeah, he's back. We've also got several other ones, Kaysen Brownwolf, you know. We really only play with one receiver, so, you know, those guys don't get a lot of catches, but when we do throw it to them, they do take advantage of it and do a good job.
You used the wing tee last year. Are you going to use some of that this year along with passing?
No, we're going to spread it out, and we're going to throw the football every down. and we're going to never play with the tight end. And
no. Our opponent next week instead of next year.
Yeah, we're having breakfast this morning. But, yeah, we're going to stay with what we do. You know, we had a lot of success with it last year and got pretty comfortable with it. And, you know, we're going to open it up a little bit more, you know, maybe do a few more things out of it. But we're basically a wing slot football team. If you're going to come to one of our games and expect to see the ball flying in the air out of the Dewey Bulldoggers, probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But we will throw it around, you know, if we need to. We got that ability. But, you know, we got some key skill players that, you know, it's a lot easier just to hand them the ball and let them go with it.
The players that you graduated last year, most of them from the line. Is that going to be your concern this year, and who's going to be really to step it up on both lines?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we did lose. We lost our center, our strong guard, our strong tackle, and our tight end. So we lost four of them. But we've got some kids that are juniors that you know we've been waiting on to get here to play the offensive line, and they're coming along well. You know, they're not great right now, but they're going to be pretty good when it's all said and done. So they're big kids, they're big old boys, but you know, if I can get them to come off hard, come off low, they're going to be good shape.
Defensively, any changes on that?
Nah, we've always been a 4-3 football team, and I know a lot of these other teams are going to odd stack and odd fronts and stuff like that, and I don't know, we've always had success with what we do, and you know, that's what we know, and we coach what we know.
District this year, 3A District 5, I'd say it, very brutal.
It's awful. It's not brittle. It's awful, you know? I mean, geez, can we get a break? This is no different than 09.
Metro Christian, I'll bring them up,
yeah,
for example.
You know, we got, yeah, we traded Casher for Metro. You know?
Yeah,
we got that, you know?
A team that, you know, played in the first round of the playoffs.
Exactly.
Last year. But they're looking at Berry Hill possibly being the early favorite.
Berry Hill's solid. They're solid. They're no doubt. There's no doubt about it. They've got quite a few returning starters. Their quarterback has already signed to go play Major League Baseball, or signed to go play college baseball. He's a good one. You know, they're good. And you know, we're gonna have to be prepared every Friday night to go out and play. We can do it. There's no doubt in my mind. We can do it. We can go get in the playoffs. I think our district this year is no different than 09. You know, whenever we went to the semifinals and all four of us ended up there, this is no different. You know, we could make a clean sweep the first round of the playoffs. Our kids understand that. We talk about it every day, that our hardest part is getting into the playoffs. Once we get in, you know, I think we can make a little run at it and see what we can do. But that's our most difficult task, is getting in.
All right. As always, here at Coach's Breakfast, we are joined also by Mike Tupa from the Examiner Enterprise. I'll pass this microphone over to you, Mike, see if you have a question for Coach Rivard.
Yeah, just a couple. I know that this year your coaching staff is not the same with Coach Pierce gone.
Yeah, I lost Coach Steelbeck, yes.
Yeah, or Coach Steelbeck, I'm sorry. How's that going for you?
It's going well. It's different. I say well. If he heard me say that I said that, he would be mad at me. Matter of fact, I sent him a text this morning and told him I'm on my way to the coach's breakfast. What time do you want me to pick you up? Because we've always attended this together. But it's going well. You know, losing him was definitely a blow to our program. But we've replaced him with two coaches, and they're doing an outstanding job. One of them's Barry Giles. He played at the University of Oklahoma and big offensive line coach, and that's really what we needed. And then we hired a young guy, full of energy, great kid. His name's Jeff Comfort. And he's doing a great job, you know. Otherwise, our coaching staff pretty much stayed the same. Still got Coach Rubel calling the defense. Coach Hershock, you know, he's been with me for a long time. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, we'll be okay. It's, you know, we just miss having him around, playing games and all that stuff like that. So.
You guys are kind of a family.
Exactly. We are. We're pretty close.
Well, finally, and you two linemen that I think are two-way guys, at least one of them. If you could just talk just a little bit about R.T. McCarty and McQuaid Watson.
Absolutely. R.T. McCarty, he's a special kid. You know, he plays a defensive tackle for us, started there last year for us as a sophomore. And this year he's playing strong guard. And I was really worried about his conditioning, you know, going both ways like that. But last night he proved that he can do it. And he's come a long way offensively. Defensively, he continues to progress. And I'm really proud of him. McQuaid Watson, going to play defensive end for us this year. Also starts at the quick tackle. You know, he's so strong and so fast. He gets on people so quick. So, you know, he's definitely a good one. He's a senior. He's been there, done it all. So, you know, he's going to be okay.
All right, very good. Well, you have anything else for Coach Rebard?
Yeah, I've got one question.
Okay,
all right.
I've got time for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you should.
We got all day.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't. My food just got here, and I'm hungry.
That's right.
Coach Hagbush is over here rubbing it in my face. You know?
Hey, speaking of Coach Hagbush, Nolan Ironman, first opponent this year.
Yeah.
It's always, for the first time, I believe, in 3 years that we get to play first.
Yes,
first game
yes,
of the year.
Yes,
it
yes.
It used to be district rivals.
It's
and
always.
We get back to the old way. And
we get back to the old days, you know. Coach Hagbush, he gets broke in early with the first Dewey Nolan game one.
It's always an emotional game with these two.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's no doubt. And that's the best way to describe it, is fun. Our kids like it. Their kids like it, you know. And it's not a – you know, it's not like it used to be, I guess, the stories that we hear. You know, both towns really hate each other, because I know our kids know some of their kids, and they talk about them. And, of course, Coach Hagbush and I are friends. So, you know, it's kind of like having walking stick back, you know. So, but, you know, I'm telling you right now, no one couldn't have hired a better coach. And with Coach Hagbush, he does a great job. And they kind of had a rough go at it last year. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to be okay this year.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, going to be looking forward to covering you this year. And,
all right.
And hopefully everything will go well.
All right. Well, I hope so, too. I hope more than you do.
All right.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate what you guys do for us. Always welcome. Thanks for everybody out there listening, KWON, and thanks for Wheezy's again.
All right. We appreciate it, Coach Rebard from the Dewey Bulldoggers this year, as they are a week away from opening night, as all of our area high schools are. And we're going to go ahead and give Coach Hagbush a chance to eat and go ahead and enjoy his breakfast for a few minutes. So we'll let our producers back at the radio station know that Scotty Gilkey out of Pawhuska, their new head coach, and if we'll get to him in just a minute. Of course, Scotty Gilkey, one of several new coaches in the area, as we've already mentioned to Adam, and so it'll be interesting to see. But now, Coach Gilkey is not new to the Huskies. He played there, but he's new with the head coach position.
Yeah, he played and graduated from Pawhuska, and like for the Huskies, they got a pretty good hire over there as well, as they've got some players returning from last year, quarterfinal team, and really with Pawhuska, I think they're going to be pretty decent in 2A District 7 along with Adair, so they're the two teams to watch in that district.
All right, and of course, when we talk to Coach Scotty Gilkey, brought to you by Citizens Bank of Oklahoma, as they will bring you the Pawhuska coach for today. And I also want to remind you that this year, again, on the Pawhuska Huskies, you can follow them online at BartlesvilleRadio.com, the KPGM Listen Live button, 1500 AM Sports Talk. You can hear the Huskies online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and in the replay Saturday morning as well. So, Coach Scotty Gilkey from the Pawhuska Huskies coming up here on K1 is Coach's Breakfast. Good morning.
And thank you very much, David. We'll also remind folks that you can listen on your iPhone or on your Android phone. Just download the Bartlesville Radio app, and you can get it. And we'll get to Coach Gilkey coming up.
Looking for a bank to call home? One that will handle your banking in a big city way with all of the small town touches? Try Citizens Bank of Pawhuska, where you'll get all the conveniences of the larger banks, but with the small hometown friendliness, courtesy, and personal one-on-one business, where they know you by name. They have two convenient locations, 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Citizens Bank of Oklahoma, proud supporter of Pawhuska sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, and we want to welcome head coach Scotty Gilkey with the Pawhuska Huskies with us to Coach's Breakfast this morning, talking via the telephone. Coach Gilkey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you bet. Well, thanks for taking time to join us and talk a little bit about the Huskies program. Of course, you are a first-year head coach with the Pawhuska Huskies, but very familiar with the program, aren't you, Coach?
Yes, sir, I am. Being back home.
Yeah, yeah. And you played at Pawhuska when? What years were you there?
93 is when I graduated, so 89 to 90.
Okay. And what have you been doing since then, Coach?
When I graduated high school, I went to the Marine Corps. Finished there, then I went to NEO, played in NEO, and then I ended up graduating from Eastern Illinois University.
All right. So you've been playing a lot of football still, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. And by the way, we'll say this. You went to the Marine Corps. We appreciate your service to the country. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it, as always.
No problem.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Pawhuska Huskies, Coach Gilkey, and as a first-year head coach, what you expect to do. What will we see differences in the program as far as offensive schemes, defensive schemes, that sort of thing? Tell us a little bit about what to expect.
Yeah, the one thing we're building our program on, we have a lot of great athletes. I mean, that's one thing about it. We're our game is about speed and being physical. And those kids we had a great summer, you know, and the kids were up here. We worked out at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we had a great turnout. You know, the majority of the kids came. The kids who came, well, you know, the kids are going to be playing. And we, like I said, speed is what we're going to be doing. Defensively, we're going to be running a 4-2-5, and you know we're flying around getting to the ball. Mm-hmm. You know that's what we're going to be doing. And you know on defense, you know aggressive. You know we want to be real aggressive, and I think we have a lot of great athletes that we're going to match up well with some people.
Mm-hmm. All right, I love that a lot of teams like to set goals and you know to try to reach and accomplish for the season. Has your team set some goals?
Oh, yes, we have. I mean, there's only, you know, and that's the mindset that we have here now. There's only one goal that you have. You come into a season, and, you know, you want to play, you know, for a gold ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. All right, so state championship for the Pawhuska Huskies is what you're looking for. And, of course, the Huskies known to go into the playoffs and deep into the playoffs at times. So you feel like you are capable of making that good playoff run again all the way to the gold ball, huh, Coach?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, that's like I said, that's the ultimate goal. We're not going to set ourselves short on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have been successful in the past, going to playoffs. And, you know, I think the mindset around here now is, you know, just making the playoffs is not going to be enough.
Uh-huh. Right. You know. All right. So looking for maybe district championship and then a deep run into the playoffs with that gold ball in mind. Always a good goal to set. Some of the players individually, do you have some that you expect to be team leaders that are stepping up for you so far, Coach?
Right, we do. We have Zach Wilson's returning starter, you know, at running back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to expect big things from Zach. You know, he had a great summer, along with Jake Spicer, another returning starter who's going to start for us at linebacker. Mm-hmm. Bryce Wilson's another one that, you know, he's a kid that, you know, he's a big athletic kid that can play, you know, he can play anywhere. We can put him in corner. He can play linebacker. He can play defensive end. He's that type of athlete. And Tyler Culver is another one that you know we're going to move him around. He's one of our better athletes. That we you know he's 6'3", 175 pounds. But you know he can do a little bit of everything. He can play linebacker. He can play safety. And you know on offense, you know mm-hmm. we move him around anywhere from quarterback to receiver, tailback. I mean, so we definitely, you know, want to have some kids.
All right. Okay. Well, very good. And we also want to remind everybody, once again this year, you will be able to follow the Huskies online, 1500 AM KPGM at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Greg Gassaway and Joe Tillman will have the call for you for the ball games. They will be online at 1500 AM. That is BartlesvilleRadio.com. So, Head Coach Scott Gilkey, I know you've got a busy morning because you've got a son that's going to be playing some football this morning, huh?
I do. We'll be headed to Tulsa, taking on the TYA Black that made it to the championship last year. We made it to semifinals, and even our goal with them, still the same thing. We need to make the championship and win one.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. And we appreciate that. Scotty Gilkey, the new head coach at Pawhuska for the Pawhuska Huskies, we appreciate you taking time. Good luck to you and your son today. And we also send good luck wishes to you and the Huskies for a very successful season and looking for that run to the gold ball. Thank you, Coach.
All right, look forward to talking to you.
Looking for a bank to call home? One that will handle your banking in a big city way with all of the small town touches? Try Citizens Bank of Pawhuska, where you'll get all the conveniences of the larger banks, but with the small hometown friendliness, courtesy, and personal one-on-one business, where they know you by name. They have two convenient locations, 101 East 8th Street in Pawhuska and 3353 East 41st Street in Tulsa. Citizens Bank of Oklahoma, proud supporter of Pawhuska Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
73 degrees and 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. We'll continue from Wheezy's in 1 minute.
Teach a teacher about energy, and we can help a generation build a better future. That's why ConocoPhillips is working with National Energy Education Development, conducting experiments that help our children understand energy and the importance of conservation, getting kids interested in math and science, bringing energy to life, so we can pass on what matters to the ones who matter most. ConocoPhillips, energy for tomorrow.
Medical Lodge of Dewey is a skilled nursing facility located between Bartlesville and Dewey in the country. They provide a peaceful environment for the residents to enjoy physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and excellent care and quality of life for the residents. They also provide creative dining and have a surrounding sidewalk for resident leisure pleasure. Medical Lodge of Dewey, where they serve and enhance the lives of others with caring hands. Phone 918-534-2848.
I don't even think we're going to have junior high football this year.
Really? All right, and welcome back to Weezy's as we have more coaches' corners going on down here. Coaches' breakfast this morning, and we'll be excited to hear from our coaches that we have on hand. We've heard from Coach Rivard so far, and we have Coach Hagebush from Nowata coming up in just a little bit. Also, John McKee is in the Weezy's as well. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. And right now, Nathan England from Wesleyan Christian High School is up to the microphone. So good morning, Coach England. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
All right, very good. How was breakfast?
Breakfast was good.
Yeah.
When it comes to food, if it's good, I don't mess around.
It's
so.
Always good here at Weezy's, huh? All right, so now Wesleyan Christian High School, you've been there for how many years now?
This will be my third season there. We look for a good year. We've got a lot of upperclassmen returning, so I'm excited about our season this year.
Yeah, well, mention some of those players that you have that are coming back for you.
Our starting quarterback is back, Brian Deal. Our offensive line, Matt Miller, John Hammond, Aaron Fradsky, they're all seniors. So, you know, we look to do some real fun things. We went down from Class B to Class C this year. So we're excited about the potential we have this year.
All right, good. And I know that you are now full-time athletic director at Wesleyan Christian, right?
That is true. So at last couple years I've, you know, worked and came in part-time and coached. Now that I'm there full-time, it really makes a difference. I got a lot more time to do stuff, break down film, and do all that fun stuff. So it's really good for our kids. We have a lot more teaching opportunities with them, so we're just going to be a better football program because of it.
All right. Who do you have on your staff? I know that you have one of your assistants with you.
My assistant that is here with me today is Coach Sam Zepeda. He's our defensive coordinator. And then I have Kevin Dennis as our offensive line coach, and Brandon Jordan coaches our special teams.
All right. Talk a little bit about district play. Pretty tough district time, huh?
Yeah, we went to District C3, which, you know, we go out west and we play Deer Creek, Timberlake, and Cherokee came down from B last year. So those are going to probably be the three teams in our district that we're going to have to play with if we want to compete in the playoffs. Blue Jacket and us, Prue, you know, we're going to have to really work to secure that fourth playoff spot. And I'm optimistic about, you know, us going out west. I don't know the competition level out there. I just know where we came from last year. We played a really tough Welch and Kiefer team. And we could play with Welch last year. We played with them the whole first quarter till one of our offensive linemen got hurt in the second quarter, and then the wheels kind of came off for us. But if the competition level out there is about like those two teams last year, we'll do all right. We'll be fine.
Yeah, and there's a lot of travel involved. The Class C, I mean, the teams are few and far between.
That is very true. I am not looking forward to the last game of the year having to drive all the way to the other side of Enid just to play a football game. I don't, you know, we won't be back till probably 2 in the morning, but, you know, it'll be good.
Good bus ride as long as you come home with a win.
Yeah, if we come home with a win, you know, it always makes that bus ride a little more more exciting on the way back. And, you know, it's just we're excited about it. Hopefully, you know, a couple of years when we redistrict, they've talked about doing some things just because there's so few small schools. that we'll do some different things district-wise to kind of keep us more local.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know here in Bartlesville, the Bruins games, when they play home games, they have now the OSSAA is allowing the home teams to determine it was 7 or 7:30 start time. What did Wesley and Christian, what you guys?
We do the same thing. You know, we're OSSA right. member and everything. We start all our home games at 7:30.
Okay. So no change to your start
time? We won't start any earlier, especially when we get ready to go out west. We'll need all the time we can. The kids will like it. They'll get out of school. They may get out of the last hour. And they always enjoy getting out of class, of course, but it'll be exciting. I'm, you know, going into this district, I really don't know much about any of our opponents other than we scrimmaged with Prue last night and have for the last couple years. And so I kind of know what they're about. I know what Claremore Christian, I've seen them a few times. But that's really all I've got to go off of. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be a fun time for you, I'm sure. And you know, at Wesley Christian High School, you guys have some fantastic sports programs, and you as the athletic director. Now, I mean, you know, we tend to sometimes overlook Wesley Christian High School. About how many kids do you have on your roster?
This year is a real good turnout for us in football. We've got 26 kids out for eight-man football. We'll have one of the biggest teams, you know, on the sideline.
Yeah.
Some of the schools we play, you know, they may have 15 kids. Right. I know that Copan, we play them next Friday night. I've heard that they only got about 12, 14 yeah. kids out. And that was us last year. We had three kids that came in from a K-8 school, and they had to sit out a year by OSSA rule. They were, you know, 17, 18, 19, but I really only had 15 kids I could play.
Yeah.
A couple injuries late in the season, and you know, we had a couple games we played. We finished with 10 guys, 8 guys, and it's,
yeah.
you know, it's always fun to have bodies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and you guys put together some good athletic programs. I started to touch on this. You as athletic director, you guys play exciting basketball out there. And any thoughts of any kind of expanding any kind of programs?
You know, on the slate, we'd like to add baseball here in the near future. It's one sport that we're not playing. You know, we have a pretty good track program. Last year, one of our football players throws a disc, and he was the state champion in Class A for discus. And his throw was actually good enough to win Class A, 2A, and 3A
wow.
in the state of Oklahoma. So, you know, we've got some exciting things. Most of the same kids that are playing varsity football for us are playing varsity basketball, and they've just got a lot of talent. You know, they last year was the first year they didn't win our conference in basketball. They lost by about 1 point a home game to South Coffeyville last year. Really exciting game. And that was the difference. That's what kept them from being four-time conference champions in basketball. So we're excited about basketball this year. We have a new basketball coach, Jeff Holly, on staff this year. He's excited about what he's got, and he'll probably have 18 kids out for high school basketball. So growing is good for us. Our school has grown. You know, we have about 80 kids in the high school now. Just up from a couple years ago, we only had probably 40 to 50 kids in the high school. So we've, you know, we've grown a lot. Things are real good for us right now. And, you know, I'm just really excited about, you know, the future for us.
All right. Very good. Adam, you have any questions for Coach Nathan Inkland out of Wesleyan Christian High School? Or?
Well, I was going to say, you were talking about your district. Pretty brutal, I would say. Well, you got Timberlake and Cherokee, two teams I'm kind of familiar with in Northwest Oklahoma. Those teams are a challenge.
Yeah, Timberlake has always been a perennial power. Wesleyan was in that district, you know, 2 years, 3 years ago now, but the year before I came, Timberlake was state champion. You know, they're always good. Deer Creek last year was the state semifinalist. You know, I don't really know much about what's going on out there. I've heard some rumors. Some of them have graduated, some players. You know, we'll go out there and see what we got. I know Timberlake's the last game of the year. Cherokee comes about, you know, they come fairly quick. I think we get them week three maybe, so we got to get ready. We got to get ready for Cherokee.
Eight-man football, that's pretty amazing type of football.
A lot of high-scoring games.
Yeah, it could be a high-scoring game, really.
Oh, yeah, it's Eight-man football really boils to how you can tackle in space, because there's just not many guys on the field. And it's weird, you know, in 11-man you get a safety you can do things with to kind of leverage your defense to force the offense into some things. But when you just got eight guys on the field, it gets kind of hairy a lot of times, especially on, you know, punts and kickoffs. You kind of hold your breath. You know, we'll kick it out of bounds, or we'll just kick it to their front four and we'll play from there, because, you know, eight guys on the field just is not a lot of guys to cover space. So.
And normally you don't have a place kicker in eight man. Most of us don't, so they all go for two.
Most of us don't. We actually do. We have a junior kicker who, you know, we may even be kicking some field goals this year, which you hardly ever see in eight-man football. He's got a kid. He's been kicking since he was a freshman, and he's worked really hard. He's been to the OSU camp last year, TU camp this last summer, and he's kicking really well. A little tiny kid. He's only about 125 pounds, but, boy, he was in practice the other day. He was kicking some 45-yard field goals, so you know, we're really excited about that. That extra point is really, it's really, you know, when you can kick it and you can get the one, you know, it really helps you out if you can be consistent with it. Last year, our district, which was B4, came down to Kiefer and Welch, and Kiefer had a kid who could kick extra points, and they won 21-20 because of it. Wow. Welch got stopped on an extra two-point try because they didn't have a kicker. So it, you know, that place kicker, if you got one, is a real weapon in eight-man football.
All right, very good. Nathan England, of course, the head coach at Wesleyan Christian High School here in town. We appreciate it so much, and we'll talk to you throughout the season and find out how things are going, all right?
Well, thank you so much, David, and thanks to Wheezy's for the food. It was great.
All right, thank you. Nathan England and your staff, we wish you great success this year in your football season. And we will have more of our coaches. We have Coach Hagebush, as we've mentioned, from Nowata, that will join us here in a little bit. Coach John McKee from the Bartlesville Bruins is here at Wheezy's with us today. We also have interviews coming up with Lance Williams from Oklahoma Union, Chris Davis from Caney, Kansas, and Anthony Fogel down at Caney Valley here in Oklahoma. So we'll get to all of that. This is your Coach's Breakfast. So we do it each year, and this year at Wheezy's, we invite you to come by, have some breakfast here at Wheezy's. Always good food here at Wheezy's. More of your Coach's Breakfast coming up here on K1 1400 AM.
Keystone Beard Equipment Company, you'll find they carry all the oil field equipment you'll ever need. Pipes, valves, pumps, plus they repair pumps. So whether old pump number 9 isn't working right or just needs repaired or maybe needs to be retired, Keystone Beard Equipment Company in Dewey can repair your pump or put a new one in its place. See the folks at Keystone Beard Equipment Company on 9th and Osage in Dewey for all your oil field equipment repairs and supplies.
Perfect Smile Dental Solutions encourages you to put off your family's dental needs. Perfect Smile wants you to put off that teeth whitening procedure you've been thinking about. Perfect Smile Dental Solutions suggests that you put off all your thoughts of going to the dentist. That's because Perfect Smile Dental Solutions is where you'll find Dr. Adam Putoff and his staff that can take care of your family's dental needs, be it routine checkups, whitening, crowns, fillings, or root canals. So call 918-333-6300 to make an appointment to put off a visit to the dentist. Dr. Adam Putoff, Perfect Smile Dental Solutions, on the corner of Frank Phillips and Madison in Bartlesville.
Continuing with the sports staff on AM 1400 K1 as we broadcast from Wheezy's with our annual high school football coaches breakfast.
All right, very good, and thank you very much, Charlie. We appreciate that. We've mentioned different times that we have a lot of new head coaches in our area, and one of those, Matt Hagebush, who's coaching over at Nowata this year with the Ironmen. So we say good morning to you, Coach. Welcome to the Nowata Ironmen, and welcome to our coaches breakfast this year.
I appreciate you guys having me. Appreciate Wheezy's hosting us and getting to meet some of these other coaches in the area. It's looking forward to getting things started.
All right. Well, your first year in it, Nowata, how are things been going so far for you?
You know, it's really been good. The administration there, you know, our superintendent, principal, have really taken good care of us. They've done a great job supporting us. The kids have really been committed over the summer. You know, the support from the community It's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun so far.
All right. So now, where did you come from before you took the No-Water job?
I coached with Coach King over at Vanita for the last 4 years. So I'm familiar a little bit with some of the schools up here. We played Dewey over there all 4 years I was there, and know Coach Rivard real well, and his staff and him always do a great job, and his kids are coached up and they play hard, and you know that's a big rival game that we up with next week. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
You're just jumping right into the fire right there, Adam. Coach Hagabush is going to jump right in with both feet, huh?
Oh, I know. it used to be these two teams the last couple of years have been district rivals, and now right off the bat, week one next week against Dewey.
Yeah. There's no easing into it. I don't get to feel it out. It doesn't get to be a heavyweight fight. We're going to get after it right from the get-go. Get inducted into what No-Water football is all about right off the bat.
Coach, of course, you've had a couple of scrimmages. Last week, scrimmage Oolagon and a couple others, and last night against Liberty. Just watching your players last night, it seems like they are hungry for success.
Yeah, they are. We don't dwell too much on what happened last year, but the one thing that did come out of that, I think they understand how difficult wins are to come by. You know, you don't get to just walk out there and things work out your way. And they committed themselves really, really hard this summer. They worked every day, all day. I had to run them out of the field house finally. They would have stayed up there all day long if I would have let them. And, they are hungry. They play really, really hard. Our coaching staff works them hard, and they do a great job. And we tell them, the one thing we can't coach is effort. You know, we can get you fixed, we can get your technique fixed, but we can't make you play hard. And that's not been an issue, by any stretch of the imagination with this group of kids.
The one thing about these kids, they had that varsity experience last year. Is that certainly going to be an experience they can have this year?
Absolutely. We're young on the roster, but those young kids have a lot of experience. I think we've got about 14 sophomores on the roster that started at least one game as a freshman. Our quarterback, Wyatt Steigerwald, he's a sophomore, but he started 9 games as a freshman. So, he has some composure to him that your average sophomore quarterback just doesn't have.
Talk about Wyatt Steigerwald as a sophomore quarterback. This young man, just watching him last night, if he has that protection he needs, he can really swing that football.
He sure can. He throws it really, really well. And not just throws it well, but he makes good decisions. He studies film. He's always in there. I'm with him all the time. We're talking about, if they do this, he knows what's going on. He knows what we're trying to do with the football. And we preach ball protection and making good decisions. And he's done a great job of that so far.
Got a lot of weapons on the skill position this year. Leading the way, Tyler Tidwell. Tyler Lewis. Landon Robertson. Those three players are certainly one of your key weapons this year.
Absolutely. Those three are all seniors, and they've worked hard, and hopefully they're going to get their opportunity to really do some things for us. Tidwell does a great job. Him and Landon are usually right next to each other. Whether it be blocking, whether it be getting the run or catch, they just bow their neck and get after it. And Tyler Lewis, boy, he can run. You better make sure you get a hand on him, because if he gets a seam, he's going to be by you.
Looking at your lines, both the offensive and the defensive lines, a couple players in mind that I like, Cooper Yersa. I thought he had a good scrimmage last night, and he's going to be one of your studs on the line.
Cooper's one of our seniors up front, and he's been playing a long time. He's got some experience, so he's kind of the wily veteran, trying to get those young kids in line, and he's a great leader for us. His work ethic, is second to none. He comes every single day and just gets after it in practice, and never complains, just works hard all the time, and he's going to be a good hand for us, absolutely.
Got a lot of players out this year than they have in the last couple of years. It just seems like, and I'll mention this at the top of their interview, I think a lot of these kids are just hungry for some wins.
Yeah, definitely so. I keep going back to their work ethic this summer and in practice. You know, we don't have kids that miss practice. You know, we didn't have, you know, we had basically our entire roster there every single day in the summer. So the commitment level is there, and I think when, you know, any time you commit yourself to something like that, and you work hard at it, it makes it hard to quit. You know, and there's not, you know, there's not going to be any quitting these guys, and that was evidenced last year. You know, even when the chips were down a little bit. You know, I've watched film on them from last year. These kids never quit last year either, and that's a testament to the community, to the coaches. It's just a hard-working town, and it's, you know, it's fun to be the football coach at Nowata.
In 2A District 7 this year, you dropped from a classification. This is a district that I really believe that the Ironmen can do very well. You got two teams favored, Adair and Pawhuska.
Yeah, and rightfully so. You know, those two teams met in the first round of the playoffs last year. You know, Adair was 10-0. Pawhuska, boy, they were tough. We saw them on film, you know, when I was at Vinita. And I tell you what, both of those teams, you know, they're the definitely the flagship schools for our district. You know, they're probably expected to battle it out for 1 and 2. You know, coming off our season last year, you know, our goal is to get in the playoffs. You know, you can't win the tournament until you get in it. So, you know, we want to play week 11. That's our number one goal. Whether we're on the road, whether we're at home, doesn't matter. We're trying to get in.
The middle part of your schedule, you get it back-to-back weeks, Adair and Pawhuska.
Yeah, yes we do.
That will determine really how good this team can really be.
Absolutely. Those are two big games on our schedule for us, you know, from a district standing standpoint. You know, and by the time we get through those two games, you know, we're going to pretty much know where we stand in the district.
All right. Well, very good. We appreciate that. And Coach Hagabush, we want to welcome you to the area, welcome you to Nowata, and we wish you great success with the Ironmen, and hope you have a fantastic season and get in the playoffs.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and thank you guys for having me out today.
All right.
Coach, we're going to look forward to working with you this year and on the radio, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Can't wait. Hopefully we have a lot of good football for you.
Yep. All right. Of course, you can follow the Ironmen. Adam Hooper will have the call for you on some of the games, Nowata games, including that opening game, Nowata and Dewey, on the radio next week on K-Rig, so you can follow the Ironmen there. And again, Matt Hagabush, those of you that are Nowata Ironmen fans, be sure and get out and welcome Coach Hagabush to town. Make sure that he knows you're in the stands and that you're loud and proud to be a Nowata Ironman as they get ready for their season this next week, and we appreciate it so much. And it is our coach's breakfast. We are at Wheezy's Cafe in downtown Bartlesville, and coming up, we will talk to the head coach of the Bartlesville Bruins, John McKee, who will join us here live at Wheezy's. This is Coach's Breakfast on K1 1400 AM.
For full-color digital copies and printing, choose the Printing Center in Bartlesville. This is AM 1400 KWON, Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Linda Timmons with Osage Federal Bank in Bartlesville. As a teller, we work hard to provide you with genuinely friendly service. Customers tell us that our employees are very courteous, and that means a lot to us. We are always willing to help you with a smile. Bank more by using our online banking services, free bill pay, and e-statements. In Bartlesville, we are located on Frank Phillips across from the hospital. Bank more at Osage Federal Bank, Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your vehicle make funny noises? Does it seem to not have any get up and go? Let the ASE Master Technicians at Grace Automotive pop the hood and see just what's going on. Grace is the place to take your vehicle for AC repair, diesel work, and more. They work on all makes and models and do quality work at an affordable price. Grace Automotive ASE Master Technicians at your service Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, 319 South Seneca Avenue. Phone 918-336-7378.
Our Coach's Breakfast broadcast continues on 1400 K1.
All right, very good, and welcome to Wheezy's Cafe, downtown Bartlesville. I'm David Crawford, along with Adam Hooper, and yes, we are hosting our Coach's Breakfast, annual Coach's Breakfast, talking to football coaches. It's good to see. The one thing I noticed it's good to see down here at Wheezy's is some of the young YMCA Bruins are in the house, getting them a good breakfast this morning at Wheezy's.
Yeah, got to get them fed, ready to go.
They're going to be growing up, playing some football here for the YMCA Bruins, and then maybe someday for the Bartlesville Bruins, so Coach McKee's got to be glad to see those kids in here eating some breakfast at Wheezy's Cafe. John McKee, head coach of the Bartlesville Bruins. Good morning. How are you, Coach?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing fine. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Good. Well, let's just jump right into last night. We went down to Union's Tuttle Stadium, and there's a big scrimmage that goes on each year. The Gridiron Classic goes on not only with Tulsa Union. The Bruins in it this year. The Owosso Rams. You have Bentonville, Arkansas. Springdale Harbor there. Broken Arrow. Southmore. Norman North. A lot of good football teams there last night, wasn't there?
There was a lot of good football teams. A lot of good-looking kids. We go down there every year, and it's a tough test for us. I mean, it really is, and that's one of the reasons why we go down there. We want to find out where we're at. We want to match up against the best teams in the state, got to figure out where we're at. And we found out real quick where we're at. So.
Well, this is your second year as a head coach now, and so you've got a year to get the program used to you, and you used to the program, even though you were with the program before, but now stepping into that head coaching position. So as far as finding out where you're at and talking about your second year, how confident are you heading into the season? What do you?
Well, I feel fairly confident. I feel good about where we're at right now. I think we're in a lot better spot than we were last year at this time. We had a really good off season. We had a good summer. Mm-hmm. And I feel good where we're at. We just need to, put a few pieces together. And defensively, we didn't play very well last night. But we've got a few pieces to fit in there and make a few adjustments. We're going to be all right.
There were some bright spots in the scrimmage last night. Of course, the way they set this up, you play a half a game against an opponent. Southmore was our opponent last night. But then you end up scrimmaging against, pretty much everybody that's there at the stadium. And, I noticed, and one of the things I was glad to see, first of all, is Slade Nordic. We missed him of several games last year with that elbow problem that he had, that dislocation. So good to see him. He seemed like he had a good scrimmage yesterday.
He did. He had a good scrimmage on both sides of the ball. He looked really good. He's got a little wiggle to him that most kids don't have. So it's good to have him back.
And good breakaway speed, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Stetson Nordic also. So a couple of Nordics on the roster.
Yep.
All right. And you're going into the season with Stephen Cochran as your number one quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about Stephen and his play.
Stephen's a guy that played quite a bit last year for us. He played well last night. I like where he's at, and he's starting to see stuff a little bit better. Things are coming to him. The game is slowing down a little bit. Again, he made a couple of decisions last night that we wish we had back, but that's going to happen. It's going to happen. But for the most part, I thought he played really well. Took care of the ball for the most part, moved the offense and got us into the right plays when we needed to. And I really like where he's at, because he's a kid that he's a gamer. He'll go out and fight you and try to get us in the best play possible.
All right, and of course we expect big things from Caitlin Crowder in the running back position this year.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Caitlin's another kid. We're gonna get in the ball and ride him as much as we can. He's a kid that we like to get him the ball 25, 30 times a game and let him do his thing, because he's got a little wiggle to him also, uh-huh. But he's also a kid that he'll run over you too. Caitlin looks really good, really good. So,
all right, good. Let's talk about the trenches a little bit. Offensive line, how's your line performing so far in the scrimmages?
Offensive line wise, this may be the best group we've had since that group we had a couple of years ago. Our center, Tom Wiseman, looks really good. He's probably the most consistent offensive lineman that we have. Our guards are with Cody and Skylar Scalaw, they look good at times. Now Skylar needs to grow up a little bit, and it's going to he's getting there, but he's starting to see things and the game's slowing down for him a little bit. With the tackles, we got Alec Gomez on one side and we'll have Jared Johnson. He's got a bit of an ankle issue right now, but he's going to be fine. But with that group, we're pretty solid. And you got Braden Watts and Skylar Frizzell at the tight ends. So I think offensive line wise, we're in good shape. We're in good shape. Now we We don't have a lot of depth there, so we got to keep those guys as healthy and as fresh as we can, but I like where we're at.
All right, and of course, Alan Mount is a big part of keeping them healthy and making sure they're in, you know, taking care of themselves. Alan does a great job, doesn't he?
Alan does an outstanding job for us.
Yeah.
You know, he and his staff, they do a great job of, you know, tending to our kids and you know, if they got a bump or a bruise, getting it, and, you know, they do a great job. Yeah. I don't know what we'd do without them.
Really. All right, yeah, of course, we're talking Alan Mount, the athletic trainer for Bartlesville Public Schools. He does a fantastic job. On the defensive side of the ball, what about up front, defensive line?
Defensive line-wise, you know, we got Braden Watson at end. And probably, you know, once Jared gets healthy, he'll probably play the other end quite a bit. Our defensive tackles, we've got a rotation. We'll play, you know, four or five guys in there at defensive tackle, trying to rotate them and keep them as fresh as we can. But, you know, Scholar Scalaw and Alec Gomez and, you know, Dylan House, when he gets back, we'll all be in that rotation. So, and those are some big kids that we can put up front and plug a hole and try to keep them off our linebackers, to give our linebackers time to read and react to things. So, but again, we don't have a lot of them, so we're going to have to rotate them and do a good job of that and keeping them as fresh as possible.
Mm-hmm. All right, and let's talk a little bit. Let's touch on special teams, Coach. First of all, the kicking game.
Yeah, we've got our kicker coming back, Ben Jacobs. It's been our kicker for the past 2 years. He looks really good. Looked really good in practice. He's again, he's a kid that has had a good off season. He's gotten a lot stronger. You know, he's kicking the ball to the end zone now, which is a good thing. But he's pretty good at onside kicking. So, you know, that's a weapon that we can use if need be.
You like to see that touchback on a kickoff, don't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the odds are so much greater. I mean, you kick in the end zone and make them start from the 20, you know, their odds of scoring are, you know, it's like 80% or so. So
yeah. Well, what about punting? Who will be handling those duties for you?
Alec Gomez will be the punter as of right now. You know, he did it for us last year. And, you know, going through this camp that we've had, he's probably the best one we've got. So, you know, so he's going to do that again.
All right. Well, district play, that's kind of a tough thing. You know, we got some tough district opponents, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You played a tough one.
Yes, we do. We got Union and Owosso, and, you know, Stillwater's going to be good again this year. And, you know, you look at Enid, Ponca City, and all those teams. And Sand Springs. Sand Springs looked really good in their scrimmage the other day. So, again, we're in a tough district. We know that, but, you know, we'll go out and line up and fight and do the best we can, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, one thing we do want to pass along to you, that this year the home games for the Bruins have started to 7 o'clock kickoff. Not that traditional 7:30 kickoff, but the OSSAA now, you know, saying to the home team, you can make that decision whether you want 7 or 7:30. So we're going to be kicking off at 7 o'clock on our home games, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I think the west side of the state started doing that last year. A lot of those teams went to the 7 o'clock. Again, it's just, you know, it's 30 minutes, but it gets our kids home earlier, it gets them back from the road earlier. So if we can go at 7 and 7:30 and be better for our kids, why not? So we're going to do all of our home games at 7. All of our away games, as of right now, are still at 7:30, with the exception of Union. I think Union is going to start theirs at 7 also.
All right. I know next Friday night when we open up on the road at Bishop Kelly, it's a 7:30 kickoff. 7 o'clock pregame on K1, 1400 AM. So on the road against Bishop Kelly, what do you expect from Bishop Kelly?
Well, you know, JJ and their staff do a great job. They're a well-coached football team. They're going to get lined up. They're going to play hard and do things fundamentally correctly. But they're a good football team. I think, you know, they got a really good tailback. I'm not sure what they have coming back at quarterback. I think they've got a sophomore kid that's going to start for them. I hadn't seen a whole lot of film on
him.
Actually, we just got it a couple hours ago, so I hadn't seen it at all. But I know what I've seen a little bit from last year. But, you know, they're a good football team. They got an excellent, excellent nose guard that we're going to have to try and block somehow, but he's a guy, you know, six two, 300 pounds, whatever, and can move. So
yeah,
he's going to be a challenge for you know, for Tom and the rest of our offensive linemen to block.
You're not going to go break down film at all today, are you, or anything? I bet you have a busy day scheduled.
I'll be up there all day.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I know you will. And probably with all the other coaches up there breaking down the film with you as well. As we open up on the road next week, as we mentioned, it's his second year as head coach for John McKee. We always appreciate your willingness to talk to us, and we appreciate that. And we're looking forward to following the Bruins on K1 this year, home and away. You can catch all the games on the radio. So, Coach McKee, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, guys. And we appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job for us. I want to thank Wheezy's for hosting this event. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting started. You know, we got some work to do. But thankfully, we don't have to play tomorrow. So
yeah, there you go.
We got a little time.
And did you enjoy that omelet?
It was
okay,
outstanding.
All right, very good.
That's good stuff.
All right. Head Coach John McKee of the Bartlesville Bruins, we appreciate the time. And we have more of your Coach's Breakfast coming up from Wheezy's in downtown Bartlesville in just a couple of minutes on K1 1400 AM.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2200.
Wesco of Dewey can furnish any room in your house. Whether you want to replace an ottoman or fill up your home with new, Wesco has top brand furniture for the living room, bedroom, den, and kitchen. And here's the best part, they offer delivery and financing plans too. So remember Wesco of Dewey for all your home furnishings, appliances, and electronics. That's Wesco of Dewey.
And welcome back to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON. And today we're talking with Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Lance Williams. And Coach, believe it or not, hey, the season just around the corner. And how have practices been and your scrimmages been so far?
Well, things have, you know, they've done well considering the heat. I thought the kids have fought through that. You know, we had our fair going on, and that kind of makes it difficult for everybody to get there, but we're up to 37 guys on the roster, and when you're finished with 16 the year before and move up to Class 2A, we're kind of excited to have those kind of numbers.
I know last year, yeah, you dealt with low numbers, but mainly the big reason was injury problems, and you've got almost everybody coming back this year.
Yeah, we you know, everybody got healthy. The only person that's not going to be one of our two-way starters, Brandon Henke's shoulder, it's going to have surgery. So he's already done for the year, and he was a senior linebacker O-line, and that's going to hurt. But, you know, we know now, and we're not jumping in cold. So everybody else has got valuable experience last year, and a lot of them, you can call them pups. They shouldn't have been out there. They weren't ready for varsity time, but what they're accomplishing and how they looked in our first scrimmage against Fairland, you can tell that they've got that experience.
With that talk about that scrimmage last year and the experience they had last year, do you think that's going to help your team as you begin this year?
Well, it's helped the competition at positions because some of them guys that were freshmen and sophomores had to start games because of our numbers and injuries. And now that the seniors and juniors and everybody's back, they're like, hey, I want to be out there. So there's competition for some positions, and we got some people that we can sub and not lose a lot. So we can have more starters and stay fresh in these early games, especially when it's really hot.
You know, it seems like to me, Coach, that there's a lot of enthusiasm right now for Cougars football, things to get started.
I think, yeah, it's been a strange summer, but the kids are excited. We didn't push the summer weights as much. You know, we went to a team camp in late May when school was out, and then said, hey, take some time off, go be a kid. And I think it's helped our kids be fresh and be ready, and they, they're kind of accepting the challenge. And in one publication, they're picked to be 55 out of 58 in Class 2A. And I said, hey, you know, that's on you. That's a slap in the face. And they kind of taken that as a personal challenge.
Really, the big difference for you this year is you move up a class from Class A to 2A. But you play in a district that I think that you can compete with.
You know, I don't know Mass in 2A, you know, the 300-pound, the 280, those teams. I don't know a lot about the teams we play this year. I'll just, you know, scout it out and go. But I know skill position-wise, I feel like if everybody's healthy, we got some pretty good skill position guys that had a lot of touchdowns and a lot of big numbers offensively. And defensively, we just got to, you know, be more aggressive and cause turnovers. So we're not going to back down and be like, hey, we're just going to be at the bottom, which is where everybody's picking us. This group of seniors is, you know, they've been with me since they were sixth graders, and I think they kind of have a little bit of heart and will.
Talk about one of the seniors that are coming back, Channing Williams. Really played extremely well last year until he got hurt. Besides Channing Williams, who else is going to make major contributions this year?
Well, Cody Webb's coming back from knee surgery, and, you know, he's a beast to bring down on offense and a good linebacker. Lincoln Vogt's coming back. We got to keep him healthy. He broke his leg in baseball this summer, but he'll be back here in a couple more weeks. And we got a move in, which we don't get those a lot, from Choctaw, Ty Staten, and he looks like a 5A, 6A type athlete. He's really moving well, catching the ball well. So, you know, we got some weapons, and then up front, Robert Hahn and Dylan Woolpoke and all them guys have been starting two or three years. They've put on a little bit of weight, and I think we won't be overwhelmed. We've played 2A teams in the past. Commerce is a pretty good 2A team, and we've played them for, you know, quite a few years. So I think it won't be too alarming for us.
And one thing, Coach, you're going to be playing some area teams that are in your district, Pawhuska, Caney Valley, and especially Knowata, I believe, in week four. And have you had the opportunity and your team just kind of maybe circled that date with that game just not too far from Oklahoma Union?
Well, you know, for this community, I think it's a big deal for me and my kids. It's the first district game, you know, and that's how we're going about it. I know that I believe they scheduled us to be their homecoming, and I think it'll be a big deal to people that have lived here their whole life, and I haven't. But to our kids, that's district game number one, and we're going to go out there and do what we can do to start off 1-0 in district. You know, they're moving down from 3A, 182 students to probably around 350, but no, that's life, and that's OSSAA.
And certainly, Coach, we talked about some of the players that are coming, making a contribution this year. You had the opportunity, maybe your strengths and your weaknesses you may have this year.
We're still, even with those numbers, you know, depth. I'm worried about depth at linebacker. Secondary, I feel pretty good. D-line, you know, decent there. Our strengths, you know, we got 2,400 yards of offense and 22 touchdowns coming back at quarterback and receiver. You know, Channing will play a little bit of both of those. You know, plus our running backs, we got two 200-pound running backs when they're healthy. And our line is, you know, got experience. So varsity experience is very important, and we got a lot of that last year, and we took our lumps, and hopefully we're learning from that and learn to be more physical and more aggressive.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us today. Hey, best of luck to you in this football season, and we'll be looking forward to covering you throughout the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Total Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Total Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
What's the best wedding advice we got?
Oh, buying a renter's policy from Shelter Insurance that my dad suggested.
Yeah, it covers all our stuff. Furniture, clothes, computers, TV.
Even my wedding ring.
Yeah.
And it helps protect us from liability losses that could run hundreds of thousands of dollars.
All for about $12 a month.
Yeah. Dad's sure gotten smarter as I've gotten older.
For a free insurance review, contact Shelter Insurance agent Ben Rainey.
At Total Communications and Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2208.
And welcome back to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON. And joining me is Keeney, Kansas Bullpups head football coach Chris Davis. Coach, glad to have you here today. And guess what? We're starting another season of football for Bullpups territory.
Well, yeah, and we're awfully excited. I mean, things have been going really well to start to practice off this fall, and you know, we're pretty excited up here in the Bullpup Nation.
Coach, last year, just a remarkable season for the Bullpups going into the quarterfinals, only losing one game. Chance to reflect on last year's season heading into this year.
Well, you know, Adam, you're right. We had a terrific year. We went 11-1 last year. Most wins in school history by our kids last year, you know. Probably the best thing I could say about last year's team was the team chemistry was really, really nice, and the kids really worked hard, and, you know, we had good attitudes, and, you know, that's what I'm hoping to anticipate again this year, is that we have those same kind of attitudes, that we're going to work to get better and continue to improve every week.
Well, you know, as the season gets started, Coach, again, a difficult schedule, but you guys have managed in the past to take care of business on the football field.
Well, Adam, you know, we've stepped up our schedule. It's a little bit tougher this year. We start off with a 4A school right off the bat, Girard, that first Friday night. And then we come home against the defending 3A state champions. So, you know, it's a tough road to hoe right here off bat, but, you know, we're going to take these games, and whatever happens from these first couple games, we're going to take them and we're going to build on them, and, you know, hopefully we come out of them well. So, you know, you can't get better if you don't play better teams. So,
talk about some of your impact players that will contribute deeply this year.
You know, we've got a couple young men that are standing toe-to-toe trying to get that quarterback job where we lost Nick Newton last year at quarterback, and Brandon Barlow, a senior, and sophomore Levi Wyrick have both been doing some really good things at the quarterback position. So, you know, we haven't settled that battle yet, but, you know, they're both doing a lot of good things. So, you know, I feel like we're going to be all right there. Return Anthony Camper at halfback. Anthony was a fine, outstanding runner for us last year, and we returned Brian Dixon at the fullback spot, but we're probably going to move him to the other halfback this year. So, you know, those two guys is going to give us a pretty good 1-2 punch in the backfield. So, you know, we feel pretty good about that. We also return our several guys from our offensive line, and Kenny Brown. Kenny returns at center for us, and Derek Bayless, who was an all-state offensive guard. And then Ethan Augustus, we returned back there. So, you know, offensively, we've got some good pieces to the puzzle back. We just got to do some fine-tuning, hopefully here before next Friday, and get them ready to go.
talk about the defensive side. I know that was a strength last year. Who is returning is going to make an impact?
Well, we returned Derek Bayless, who was also an All-State nose guard. So, you know, that's a big blessing for us to have him back at nose guard. And I returned both my defensive tackles and have some depth at defensive tackle this year. And Kenny Brown and Jacob Matthews and Ethan Augustus. So we returned some depth even at defensive tackle. Also returned Levi Wyrick back at defensive end. We lost one, and we're working to get the other one replaced. Have a couple of inside linebackers that both have a lot of varsity starts under their belt. Returned one corner and one safety in Brandon Barlow and Anthony Camper.
Well, it sounds like, Coach, you've got a lot of players returning from that 11-1 ball club a year ago. And as you mentioned, top of the bat on Friday night, you traveled to Girard, Kansas. What do you know about this Girard ball club?
Well, Girard's always going to be a physical team. You know, they're going to line up a lot like us and play a lot of smash-mouth football. They've got a real good quarterback returning, so, you know, we'll get tested right out of the gate. I mean, they're going to be a good, solid ball club. You know, we haven't played them in years past, but like I said, it's a step up to play 4A team. You know, the caliber's going to be a little bit better, so, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
And I know, just looking down the season, Coach, I know the last three games, for our listeners in Oklahoma, the last three games really these games count going into the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just a four-team district. They take the top two out of the four with a record, and those two advance on to the playoffs. So, you know, the first, you know, you don't like to say this, but the first six games are games to prepare for those last three. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's our goal and objective is to get better every week so that when it comes down to those final three games, we're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, and you look at the final three games of the year, host Humboldt, then you host Cherryville, and then on the road at Neodesha.
Right. Actually, we have Neodesha or Cherryville first, and then I think it's Neodesha, and then it's Erie.
Okay.
I believe is our final third district game there on a Thursday night. So, you know, all three of those teams are all very competitive, and, you know, we're looking, you know, Erie was a state playoff team last year, and so Neodesha was a playoff team last year. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us.
Well, Coach, as always, I enjoy visiting with you, and sounds like it's going to be another fine football season for Caney, Kansas Bullpups. And enjoy visiting with you today. Best of luck to you this year.
All right, Adam, we appreciate it, and I'll be waiting to hear from you later down the week.
All right, Coach, thank you very much, and we'll be right back with our Coach's Breakfast after this here on K1.
Kotal Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Kotal Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
At ConocoPhillips, we believe we're defined by what we pass on. That's why ConocoPhillips is working with Rebuilding Together to help homes and communities across our country become energy efficient, teaching our children the importance of giving back, making better use of our energy supplies, so we can pass on what matters to the ones who matter most. ConocoPhillips, energy for tomorrow.
Medical Lodge of Dewey is a skilled nursing facility located between Bartlesville and Dewey in the country. They provide a peaceful environment for the residents to enjoy physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and excellent care and quality of life for the residents. They also provide creative dining and have a surrounding sidewalk for resident leisure pleasure. Medical Lodge of Dewey, where they serve and enhance the lives of others with caring hands. Phone 918-534-2848.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2200.
And welcome back to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON. Now, joining me this morning is Caney Valley Trojans head football coach Anthony Fogle. And Coach Fogle, nice to have you here aboard. Believe it or not, football season's in the air again.
Yeah, you know, everybody's excited and ready to get the season started. So we're looking forward to Friday night.
Back-to-back years, Coach. The Trojans have finished 5-5. Probably the best records that Caney Valley has had here for a long time. And last year finished 5-5. Do you expect that to be a motivation as we head to this season?
Well, you know, hopefully we've established something here at Caney Valley, and you know the kids are expecting to win. So you know that's in our plans to duplicate or increase our win totals this year.
Coach, what are some of the impacted players that will make a difference here, both on the offensive, defensive side for the Trojans?
Well, you know, we've got a four-year returning starting quarterback in Jared Ward, and he definitely will be the key on offense. We've got some talented running backs and some decent receivers coming out. So, but it'll all be on Jared's shoulders to control and run the offense. And as far as defense, we got Tristan Gagan, who was hurt last year. He's returning as our middle linebacker, and we hope that he can solidify our defense there and get us some big stops and momentum throughout the season.
Coach, of course, this year back in a district mode, 2A District 7, got some familiar teams that will be back. Nowata, just one team that's back on the schedule, and expecting the Ironmen to be a little bit better this year.
Well, yeah, you know, the competition in 2A 7 is always tough. So, you know, we moved Lincoln out and Nowata in, and the level of play hasn't changed much. We're still going to have to come out, prepare, and do a good job to get victories.
And, of course, two teams really, the favorites are Adair and Pawhuska, teams that you played a year ago. Do you believe they'll be the tough teams in the district?
Well, you know, they're always tough, and we actually haven't played Adair. We've played Pawhuska for, seems like, forever, and, you know, we've always played them a good half. It's always been a good half ball game. We just got to figure out how to keep them shut down for four quarters, and we should be okay again.
Coach, of course, start off the year playing your, I guess you want to call it an annual rival, first game of the year against Barnsdall, a team that that the Trojans have done very well the last few years.
Yeah, you know, that's been our kind of our kickstart to our season every year, and we plan on it being the same this year. Barnsdall's definitely a very improved ball club from last year. They seem to be pretty tough, so we'll have to be well prepared to be able to play with them.
Coach, what's certainly going to be the keys this year for the Trojans as you start this 2012 season? Doing better than what you did a year ago, what are some of the goals that you guys might have?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of we've been one game away from the playoffs the last 2 years, and every high school football team, you know, that's probably their number one goal, is to come out and make it in the top four seeding of their district and get a playoff round game. So that's our number one goal of this year.
Offensively, Coach, you've been a kind of a running attack. Are you going to try to use that again this year, or are you going to try to mix it up with the run and the pass?
Well, we've had a big turnover this year in athletes. We lost a lot of our starters last year, and we've got a lot of kids coming in that are just different type of ball players. They're still good ball players, so we're looking to be a little bit more balanced than we were last year, but we definitely would like to have a good running game again.
Coach, as always, I know you think about this, too. You just take one game at a time. I know this first game on Friday against Barnsdall, that really, as we talked about, is the kickoff of your season.
Yeah, you know, and it's a good game to start with. Both teams play with a lot of emotion and intensity, and it'll be a good measure for the rest of our season, how far along we've progressed in the preseason.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Hey, best of luck to you with the Trojans in this football season, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Anthony Fogle of the Caney Valley Trojans, and we'll be back with more of our annual Coach's Breakfast on KWON.
Total Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Total Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
At Keystone Beard Equipment Company, you'll find they carry all the oil field equipment you'll ever need. Pipes, valves, pumps, plus they repair pumps. So whether old pump number 9 isn't working right or just needs repaired or maybe needs to be retired, Keystone Beard Equipment Company in Dewey can repair your pump or put a new one in its place. See the folks at Keystone Beard Equipment Company on 9th and Osage in Dewey for all your oil field equipment repairs and supplies.
And back to Wheezy's as we continue with our Coach's Breakfast.
All right, and thank you very much, Mike. Yes, as we are at Wheezy's in downtown Bartlesville, the annual Coach's Breakfast. It's been a good morning to talk to some of these coaches. Boy, I'm liking this overcast and a little bit rainy around the area that we have going on. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper. And Adam, good to hear from some of the area coaches as to what they're expecting this year from their football teams.
Yeah, I know. It was great hearing the coaches this morning, and looking forward for their upcoming football seasons. And believe it or not, I can't believe this, 6 days from now, it is the start of high school football season.
Yep.
I know the coaches and players have been practicing since early August. It, you know, started out being hot, and even this morning's not bad, but you know what? Football's in the air, and we look forward to it.
Yep, and as far as the preseason picks from some of the teams around the area, who's expected to go into the playoffs from some of our area teams? I know that we have some that expected to do quite well, others that may not be towards the top of the district just yet.
Well, I think when you look at some of the area teams, who's going to go further, who's not, you know, I think Pawhuska, probably again in 2A District 7.
With the new head coach, Scotty Gilkey. We heard from him earlier.
We heard from him earlier this morning. And, you know, I expect Pawhuska, you know, in that district they're in. It's not a strong district. But them and Adair, I'm certainly going to be the 1-2 punch in that district. But you can see Pawhuska, I think, will head to the playoffs again this year. Kind of my prediction on that.
And I want to also let you know that as far as the Pawhuska Huskies and the fans go, that they can follow the Huskies this season online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and the KPGM Listen Live button, 1500 AM Sports Talk. Also, if you have a smartphone, you can also download that free app and listen to Bartlesville Radio wherever you are. So you can follow the teams wherever you might be. If you have your phone with you, be sure and download that app and follow the Huskies online at BartlesvilleRadio.com on your smartphone. And then also the replays on Saturday mornings for Pawhuska Huskies on KPGM, 1500 AM.
Yeah, absolutely. Some other teams that I think you have to keep an eye on. I think the Caney Kansas Bullpups, again, with that playoff run they had a year ago.
Yeah, they had a great season.
I think they're a team to watch again this year. And I'll tell you who I think will be the sleeper. I think Nowata. I think they are really hungry. As we talked to Coach Hagabush earlier this morning, I think they're hungry for success right now after what they went through last year and this year, getting that summer pride they've had. And I expect good things from them, and I think they could go to the playoffs. This is still a young football team. There's a lot of talent on there. So they will be a sleeper, I think, for the area teams. Dewey, they've got a brutal schedule, especially in that district they're in. I really think those are the teams that I think are to watch. I think the Bruins, they got a brutal schedule as well. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year to see some of these area teams.
Yeah, and some of the area teams looking for a win is something they did not experience last year. So Barnesdale looking for a win now in quite some time. They will be hopefully rebounding and having a good season in Barnesdale. They have a new head coach in Mark Gillespie over in Barnesdale, so we wish them a great success. We've mentioned the new coaches around the area, and in addition to Coach Gillespie, Coach Askew and Copan, and some of the other area, Coach Hagabush and Noah is a new coach to that program, so several new ones around, and we say good luck to you, and hopefully they will have successful seasons. There's rivalries to start off in week number one. When you're looking at next week, Barnesdale, Katy Valley, right? In week number one, they just jump right into it. Dewey, Nowata, just right off the bat, huh?
Yeah, right off the bat, you got these little rivalries here. Barnesdale and Katy Valley is an interesting rivalry they have been over the years. And Nowata, Dewey, that rivalry for the first time in 3 years have gone back to their traditional week one showdown. The last 2 years they've been district rivals. That game, David, I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think it'll be a close game. See how the players will react to each other. And it's going to be at Bulldogger Stadium. We do want to remind our listeners, though, that you mentioned this too, that some of the schools are going to start early.
Right.
Dewey's home games will begin at 7.
Okay.
So we want to pass that along also to our Nowata Ironman fans, that the Nowata at Dewey matchup will start at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that game pregame at 6:30. Yours truly will have the call of that game.
All right. And a reminder once again that you can follow area teams. We mentioned Pawhuska online at BartlesvilleRadio.com or on your smartphone. Download that app, Bartlesville Radio. Also, you can follow along the Dewey Bulldoggers and the Nowata Ironmen. You do about half of the games of each one of those teams on KRIG 104.9. And so that will feature Dewey and Nowata over on Bright Star 100.1 KYFM. Follow the Owasso Rams all season long with Travis Dunn and Steve Mowry and Rob Williams. We'll have that for you. And then also want to remind you that on K1, 1400 AM, the Bartlesville Bruins, I, David Crawford, along with Tom Kirk and Jay Stump, will have the call for you. Jay Stump will put him down on the sideline as a reporter down there this year, so we'll be looking forward to that. And, of course, any of these available online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and available on your smartphone to listen once you download that free app.
Yeah. Absolutely. Looking forward to this year, and hopefully we'll have a successful year for all of these area teams.
All right. Consumer calls with Mike Sauter at the controls coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And so we want to say thanks to Mike for his help today. Thanks to Charlie for his help. All our area coaches that came by and had breakfast with us at Wheezy's, thank you so much. Those that we were able to get recorded that couldn't make it, we appreciate those coaches as well. And we certainly want to take a minute to appreciate Wheezy's this morning, huh, Adam?
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks to Wheezy's for having us this morning. We're having breakfast right now. Having a wonderful time. Thanks to the fine folks here at Wheezy's Cafe. If you want some good breakfast, come down here to downtown Bartlesville.
All right. And also a reminder that your college football, the University of Tulsa Hurricane on KRIG 104.9 all season long. The OU Sooners on Bright Star 100.1 KYFM. Your OSU Cowboys will be on K1 1400 AM. And in addition to that, Dallas Cowboys football is on K1 1400 AM. And Not only that, but the Cardinals are in a wild card race going on in the National League Central Division, and they will get underway this afternoon. Cardinal baseball will be on the radio on K1 1400 AM. They had a big win over the Reds in an opening game of a three-game set last night in Cincinnati. The Cardinals come away with an 8-5 win, so trying to make a little bit of noise in that division right now. That's going to do it for Coach's Breakfast this year. We appreciate everybody involved. Thank you so much. For Adam Hooper, I'm David Crawford. Consumer calls coming up next on K1 1400 AM.
Perfect Smile Dental Solutions encourages you to put off your family's dental needs. Perfect Smile wants you to put off that teeth whitening procedure you've been thinking about. Perfect Smile Dental Solutions suggests that you put off all your thoughts of going to the dentist. That's because Perfect Smile Dental Solutions is where you'll find Dr. Adam Putoff and his staff that can take care of your family's dental needs, be it routine checkups, whitening, crowns, fillings, or root canals. So call 918-333-6300 to make an appointment to put off a visit to the dentist. Dr. Adam Putoff, Perfect Smile Dental Solutions on the corner of Frank Phillips and Madison in Bartlesville.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2208.